I think it's important to think about who you're hearing these things from, because there are certain industries that are really opposed and scared, and they're making a lot of noise. And it's essentially the fossil fuel people. It's the coal industry, then after that, the oil industry. And they have a very special interest stake in this. So you got to take what they say with a big grain of salt. Probably electricity prices will increase, not by a lot, not by 50%. They'll go up slightly. It depends what kind of region of the country you're in. If you're in an area dominated by coal-fired power, your costs will go up some because coal is dirty. Coal's been getting a free ride for a long time. The price of coal should go up. If you're in an area that's already shifted toward renewables, your costs won't go up much.
And you mean wind turbines? And
wind turbines, power. Hydroelectric power, biomass, solar.
And what about jobs? Are we going to see this be a job killer?
It's going to be a transition device. It's going to allow us to move toward a 21st century economy. So it's going to allow us to put people on the ground building wind turbines, installing and maintaining wind turbines, putting in solar cells. I think there'll be a lot of jobs in the energy efficiency sector. It's going to transition our automobile sector toward plug-in electric vehicles and things that might sell in a future economy that's going to be climate constrained and that's going to face higher energy prices.
So it sounds like coal miners should be thinking about job training.
Coal miners should definitely be thinking about retraining. You know, that's just, it's an inevitable thing about where the economy is going. Retraining is an important thing, but this puts us on the right path toward the future.
Now, the president and some environmentalists and some leading businesses say we'll be more energy independent, we'll have clean wind and solar power, we'll be much more energy efficient because of retrofitting these buildings, we'll lead the world in renewable clean energy. How's that benefit me at home?
I think the first thing is it benefits you because you're helping to move the planet in the right direction. You're making the planet a better place for your kids, for your grandkids, and you're averting the risk that we go over the climate cliff, because that's very much a real risk.
So global warming really is going to be as disastrous as we hear some of the alarmists say?
It could be. We don't know for certain. There's a whole lot of uncertainty around this. But I think most people who've thought about this agree we need to move in the direction of solving the climate problem, because the news is always bad. Every new report that comes out of modern science shows the planet's warming faster than we thought. Sea level is rising faster than we thought. The whole thing is moving much more quickly than people thought even 5 years ago. So there's no news that's pointing in the other direction. The urgency just keeps increasing.
There's likely to be a huge fight in Washington. Congress is going to be terribly divided on carbon cap and trade. What do you think the likely outcome is?
I think we're going to pass something. The Obama folks are very committed. They've staffed up with very smart people who understand the issue, who've been working on it for years. There's a lot of political commitment within the Congress already, and I think Obama has taken this on as a signature issue.